College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:07, and you're in the final hour of the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I cannot wait until 2:30 because I heard my friend Steve Thompson, who comes up at 3 o'clock with his show, was at the gymnastics trials with his daughter. And so he is going to give me the 411, the play-by-play, all the ins and outs and the happenings of what is going on over there. And I cannot wait to talk to him. I tell you, some of my friends, I'm so jelly. I'm so peanut butter and jelly because they got pictures of Simone Biles. They got pictures of SUNY. They got photos of them. They got videos. I'm telling you, if I see Dr. Nika Sederstrom, I'm taking her phone. I'm going to text all the pictures to me. And then I'm going to take her face out and put my face in so that people could think it's me in the pictures. And then I could post them on my social media timeline because she has just like the best pictures, the best vantage point from the gymnastic trials. Everybody in town is so excited about it. And I can't wait to talk to Steve about the event. Now, my friend Katie, she and I have been knowing each other for probably about 15 years. We used to work at KSTP together, and I was hosting a show, and she was one of the floor managers and camera operators, and you know, we raised our kids together. She comes to my events with me. She was most recently with me at the Mall of America, and while we were there, you know, for Andrew's book signing, you know, she and I were just kind of talking about, you know, things in life and everything that's going on. And one of the things that she was excited about living in Chanhassen is that she's getting more internet options. Right. She was telling me that Comcast is expanding to Chanhassen. I was like, oh, well, honey, hold on. I got to get the scoop on that because you ain't the only one living in Chanhassen. What is going on with Comcast in Chanhassen? So I said, let me invite Carly Barraga Werner. She is over at Comcast and is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Good afternoon, Shaletta. How are you?
Girl, I am doing good. My friend Katie wants to know what is going on. What's the scoop? What's the dilly, y'all?
Oh, man, we're so excited to be expanding our network into new cities, into the Twin Cities metro area, and excited to hear that your friends are excited about it, too. Listen, 2024 is an exciting year for us for many reasons, and I hope we get to talk about the Olympics a little bit as well. But first and foremost, it's our year of broadband growth and expansion, Shaletta. And as you said, we have just announced our expansion into Chanhassen, Minnesota. We're going to be covering more than 10,500 homes and businesses by the end of 2025, so by the end of next year. And what
wow.
that means, yeah, and what that adds to what we're doing with our network expansion is building off the announcement that we made last year in 2023, where we expanded into Wayzata.
And yeah, cover more than, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that. So headline here, we're growing. And
wow.
not, I know, I love that. And we have this expansion into Chanhassen now adds to our more than $525 million investment in the last 3 years into our technology and infrastructure here in Minnesota. And I think we both know how important that is to the future of the Twin Cities economy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I know a lot of small business yeah. owners in Chanhassen, and that's part of the problem, you know, is the availability of, you know, the same services that they have at their house, because the house is in one city and the business is in another city, and they don't have sometimes the reliability, the access, the infrastructure. And so you talk to them, and they're like, you know what, I'm just going to take this Zoom at the house because I got better Wi-Fi, I got better internet here versus what I had available for me in Chanhassen.
That's right. And just bringing in more options and more network investment, it just ensures that, you know, kind of everyone can have a plan that fits their needs. Like you said, Shaletta, if you own a business in Chanhassen, we now have an entire suite of Comcast business and products, including our, you know, mobile product, and then our gigabit internet speed for our residential service. So it's really exciting. And we're doing the expansion not only into these cities and towns in the Twin Cities metro area that we're talking about here, but also into the more kind of rural and less dense areas of Minnesota. And we've announced, you know, in total, expansion into 7 cities. And some of those include our partnership and work that we're doing with the Minnesota Office of Broadband. Mm-hmm. And Shaletta, we know that post-pandemic, we always knew pre-pandemic, right, that it was important to have a reliable internet service into your house. Post-pandemic, I think the entire ecosystem of Minnesota, including government and industry and community partners, said, we got to fix this if there's areas that don't have internet. And so we've happily and excitedly worked with this fantastic Minnesota Office of Broadband to expand our network into those areas as well. And we are starting and almost going to complete in a couple of years our build into Now Then. That's in Anoka County, and then throughout parts of Rogers and Corcoran and Grant and Hugo and Stillwater Township, and just areas that had pockets of unserved areas. So we're going to be completing that in the next couple of years as well.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. And it is so needed. You know, we saw during the pandemic families sitting outside of the Burger King or a Starbucks on the ground because they were open in the drive through, but the inside of the facilities were not open, who did not have internet access. And it was, you know, it was just sad. And, kids were getting counted absent in school because they did not, quote unquote, show up. Yeah, you gave them a device, but you didn't send them home with no internet. So what's the device going to do for them? No, they can't show up for class. You know, we have this absentee problem, and we're seeing more and more of our black students not showing up for online learning during COVID. They can't because they ain't got no internet. For some families, you know, that extra $35, $45, $55 is a game changer. They got to spend that on food. They can't spend that on internet because at the time, it seemed like a luxury until we needed it, right?
That's right. That's right. And it is, like I said, it takes the entire ecosystem to solve these problems. And we're living in such an exciting time that we all are working together to get this done. And so this might be a good segue into where I saw you last at our ribbon
cutting.
Wait,
girl. Wait. We got to take a break because I want to talk about that, because that was the dopest thing I've ever seen. I grew up in the projects and I know what it's like not having stuff. And for y'all to go into low income and subsidized housing and make it internet ready for families who are there, it's just amazing. So hold on, hold that, because we also got to talk about the Olympics and the role that Comcast Xfinity is playing in that. When we come back, we're going to talk more with my girl Carly. It is 2:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Shock is in the newsroom with news and weather at the top of the hour. And Josh Wheeler is at the historic WCCO radio studio in downtown Minneapolis, where all the action is, including the gymnastics trials for the U.S. Olympics. And Comcast is playing a major part in that, Carly.
Yes, we are, Shaletta. We are the primary home of the Olympics game, the NBC and Peacock, for 2024. And
oh,
I mean,
my gosh,
I know on my list of excitement, 1 to 10, I'm a 10 on the Olympics this year. And I don't know if you realize this, but this is since 2018. This is the first time the Olympics are returning to their true glory with the fans, the stands full of fans, the city full of fans. And like, could it be done in any better city than Paris, right? So we're going to have all the drama of the Olympics in the backdrop of this historic, beautiful venues, like the open ceremony is done on the Seine River, and we've got volleyball at the Eiffel Tower, and we've got equestrian at the Palace Versailles. I mean, how cool is that?
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. And, you know, I didn't even think about the fact that, you know, this is the first time where we got really like old school. We're going back to the way things used to be with everybody there celebrating and enjoying the Olympics together. And, you know, it starts right here in the Twin Cities with these gymnastics trials. Now, have you been there yet? Have you checked it out?
No, and I heard you talking about it, and I'm as jealous as you are. I mean, I saw it on social media today, and like, how does Simone Biles, how does Suni Lee, how do they do these?
Girl.
Amazement, right? What?
How do you practice for that? I mean, what are you doing in the gym that allows you to do that?
They're superhumans, right? But okay, so this is what's so cool. And I'm glad you're as excited about the Olympics as I am. So, if you are a Comcast customer and you have Xfinity in your home, we are covering all of it. I mean, unparalleled. And this is what you get to do. You get to, with your voice remote, right, ask it to watch any match, any sport, any athlete you want. So you could say, you know, sit down and say, show me Simone Biles, and it'll show, you know, show her latest match. Or this is probably something you're excited about like I am. Break dancing.
Girl, that's my, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I can't either. So, and another thing I love about the Olympics is like, I can get my kids to sit down and watch with me, right? The drama of competition and cheering for USA together. We'll get them to sit on that couch with me. And now that they're teenagers, I'll take it. But I can't wait to just sit there, get my remote and say, you know, show break dancing and have it come on and we will be in. It'll be instant.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is going to be so fun. And, you know, so oftentimes we don't get to see some of those sports that we really enjoy because it's not being broadcast in prime time. And now with this new offering, we can see each and everything that we enjoy. We don't have to miss any of the action.
That's right. You don't have to plan on when it's live. You don't have to be in front of the TV at the right time. You just ask your remote what you want to see. Say, I want to see the volleyball the Eiffel Tower, and it'll take you there. And then on top of the Xfinity residential service, for the first time, Peacock, our streaming service, will be the streaming home of the Olympics, and it's going to have, like, the most comprehensive kind of destination. It's going to be more of a destination for the Olympics game in media history. We're going to have industry-first interactive features, and I can't explain it. You're just going to have to go on and play with it yourself to see what that looks and feels like.
Yeah.
So you can navigate on Peacock over 5,000 hours of live coverage. I don't even know what that means. That's so many hours. But all 329 medal events. So what you're saying is it's like just what you said. Like you don't even know what you don't know about the Olympics, right? That there are 329. Yep.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Okay. Now, we saw each other in person, not like on the Zoom, not like on the phone. We were able to see like whole shoulders and torso and legs and feet. It's so nice when you get to see whole people and they're not just in a box.
Yeah.
And so it was so good to see you and hug you a couple of weeks ago because Comcast was part of just this amazing event that was near and dear to my heart. So I wanted to be there for it. But you made sure that 2,500 low-income housing units just in the city of St. Paul alone were able to be internet ready.
Yep. This is so exciting. Glenn, it was so fun to see you there. And I'm glad you were there so you could really capture the excitement that the St. Paul Public Housing Authority agency had about it, the residents had about it. And this is what happened, Shweta. And I think you know this about Comcast and what's in our DNA. You know, we don't just bring our network to cities like we had talked about at the top of this segment. You know, once we get to a city, we really work with all of the partners in that city to say, are there pockets, are there areas of people or geographies that aren't on the internet? And what are the barriers to getting that connection into everyone's home? Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned affordability. And of course, you know about our $9.99 Inner Essentials and our Inner Essentials Plus product that we've always had, you know, for decades. But
Right. It's
more than just, it's more than just price. And that's something we're starting to really dig into. And with the public housing agency, what we realized is that residents need a network that's readily available, like that mm-hmm. hotel service right on their phone, right where you don't need to schedule a technician, where you don't need to wait for a modem, where you don't need to go to a store to get your equipment. Once you move in, Shaletta, you just on your phone can order that internet service to your unit instantly. Mm. And so removing all those obstacles that might have been in the way for these residents to order their internet. And I don't need to tell you how important it is to have access to the internet and how, any kind of digital divide, continues to perpetuate inequality. And we need everybody to participate in this modern economy. So this was really the first. This is the first collaboration that Comcast has made with a Minnesota-based public housing agency to provide this kind of state-of-the-art pre-installed service, instant Wi-Fi connection. And as you mentioned, we're going to do all 16 of the public housing agency's buildings mm-hmm. by the end of 2024,
Shaletta. Wow. So and that's fun. Baby, that is something, because it is June. Y'all got a lot of work to do. I'm praying thoughts and prayers for the installers, because they got some work to do. But the one thing that I was glad to be there for, and I know some people in some of these units, just kind of working in community, helping families, being out there to provide, whatever resources and services I can, whether these people need food or services for their special needs children and grandchildren, or whatever it is, clothing, whatever. They were so excited and so grateful and so happy and that Comcast thought enough of them, because usually, when you start thinking about companies, they're upgrading their own customers, right? They're doing their own thing for people who already get their services. But, you thought of these folks who may or may not be customers already. Who don't have a way to scratch your back because you're scratching theirs. And they felt the love, they felt appreciated, and they felt the genuine care and concern that you all have, just for their family's well-being and being able to access Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you got to see that. Yeah, we believe in investing in our community. Absolutely.
Yeah. And people felt that. I felt it. And I hope that it comes through on the radio today. Carly Berga Werner from Comcast. Girlfriend, I just can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your Saturday to spend a little time with me and our listeners to talk about what, the impact that you're making in the community and these Olympic trials. Okay, so I got to get off the phone with you, girl. I can't talk to you. Ain't neither one of us been down there to see what's going on. I got to get Steve Thompson on the phone, because he and his daughter were down there yesterday, so he's going to give me the 411.
I'm jealous. Well, get down there. You're going to see all sorts of Xfinity experiential things we've set up. And, yeah, have fun. Get down there. And it's always a pleasure, Shaletta. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk soon. Steve Thompson is up next. Okay, I had to check on my friend Steve, because, Steve, you live out on the lake and stuff. You, like, right by the water. Are you flooded at all? What's going on at your house?
No, we live along the river up in northern Hennepin County. And the thing is that this part of the river is controlled by the Coon Rapids Dam. Mm-hmm. So the water will come up or it'll go down when it's dry, but it's relatively steady in this part of the world. I mean, there's no doubt it's up, but it's not flooded or anything. And when we bought this old house years ago along the water, I wanted to make sure I was on the high ground. So not too close to the water. I mean, it's up above the water. That's for sure. So
we're all right.
But yeah, the river here is up, but not flooding. No.
Okay. And I also, also the two things I want to check on you about. I want to make sure you weren't flooding because I know you live off the river.
Yeah.
And I need to make sure you're not leaving because some of the people in this town that I love so much in broadcasting, this week has been a departure week. Gloria and Julia did their last show over at My Talk. Yeah. They had a big send off and the room was packed and full and everybody was crying and peeing all over themselves and snotting because we didn't want them to leave. And then Randy Shaver over at Carol Evans signed off.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I've kind of decided I'm going to stick around until they ask me to leave. you know, I'm going to hang in there as long as I can. You know, the funny thing is that, and I've told this story a few times on the air, filling in for Henry or on the weekend, but when I was a little boy, growing up on Maryland Avenue in St. Paul, right there by Como Park, I knew even at that time that I didn't have the talent to make it to the major leagues and play for the Twins. And I knew I didn't have the talent at some point to play for the Minnesota Vikings someday. And I knew I wasn't a good enough hockey player to play for the Northern Stars back at that time. And we didn't have NBA when I was a little kid.
Okay.
The Lakers were long gone.
Yeah.
But the one thing I did dream of is working at this radio station when I was a little boy. I always wanted to be a radio announcer. So it's kind of like every time, you know, realizing your dream, and I don't want that dream to end, so I'm going to hang in there as long as I can.
Okay. All right. I'm getting scared. I was like, all my favorite people are leaving. I need to check on Steve. The rest of these rascals can go if they want, but I need to make sure my work husband is staying put. Okay. All right. I had
yeah,
to check on that.
Well, like I say, you never know in this business, but I want to hang around a while if I can.
All right. Okay. And, you know, I always have to tell you when my kids are doing fabulous stuff because you like one of my biggest cheerleaders. So we had a little keyboard down in the basement. And, you know, back in the day to just kind of relieve stress, I guess Sean signed up for some piano lessons and he was doing it virtually online just to, you know, have an hour to get away from the family during COVID. You know, everybody was doing what they had to do to try to keep their sanity.
Sure.
I started drinking and eating, so I was good. But he doesn't drink like that or eat like that, so he started playing the piano. And then, you know, life picked up again, and so he hadn't been taking lessons. And so I said, well, you know, when you get a chance, bring the piano up and put it in the kids' area because they'll enjoy that. It's just sitting down in the basement collecting dust. And so we noticed that Daniel, you know, the youngest boy, you know, he's the one who learned how to talk through music and everything we want to teach him. It's always, you know, in song. But for whatever reason, look us, we ain't never gave him no instruments. Now, he up here singing, but we never gave him an instrument. So he put the piano in his little area where he goes to play. He takes the computer in there and he's playing theme songs like Sesame Street and Bluey and Mickey Mouse and, you know, the Captain Underpants, just any little cartoon theme songs. And Steve, he plays them one time, hits the pause button on YouTube, and he in there playing it on the piano.
Wow, that is cool.
Steve.
That's amazing.
I was like, okay, I know that I can't help him because I don't know nothing about playing no piano.
Right.
So I took him over to Walker West Academy in St. Paul, the historic African-American owned music school. You know, people like Stokely learn there, the, you know, lead singer of the group Mint Condition. And so I was like, well, you know, if it's good enough for Stokely, Daniel will be okay.
Absolutely.
And so we took him over there. Today was his first kind of trial lesson, you know, because he has, you know, autism and it is, you know, severe at times. And so they wanted to just make sure that he could learn from them and that he was teachable before they took my money. They said, look, we don't want to take your money. You know, we want to spend, you know, 30 minutes or so with him and just to see what he knows and if we can, you know, just kind of help him. And so we went over that this morning, Steve, and that teacher got his phone out and he said what has he been doing? I said, he's been just, you know, hearing theme songs from cartoon shows and he's been playing them. So he pulls out a theme song that Daniel's never heard and then he hit the pause button on his phone. This boy hums the song back to the man, and then goes on the piano, and with his two fingers, he just plucking away at the keys, and he had the theme song done. And probably,
wow.
Steve, we were there for 30 minutes. We talked to the teacher for the first five. The second two or three minutes, he and Daniel chatted. But the rest of the time, he played five or six theme songs that Daniel had not heard before. And each one, Daniel took his time and was able to, like, just tap with his two fingers, you know, on the keys and play the theme song back to the man.
That is incredible. So he's able to play by ear.
He's able to play by ear. And he did a little hum like, hum, 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 hum. And then he just went and found the keys, and he just picked it out. And I took some video, not of Daniel, of the man's face, because the man was blown away. He said to me when the session was done, he said, "I've never seen anything like this. This boy has never had a piano class in his life. He has never had any kind of special training at school. He does not have a piano. He's only, and I just noticed that he's, we only brought that thing up last week, Steve. He's only had it a week."
That is fantastic. You never know what people are going to connect with, or that is a tremendous story. Well, you've got to be excited about all of this.
I am. You know, I'm going to have to invite y'all to the first recital. But, you know, it's just a reminder to parents who have kids with special needs like we do. You know, people try to put limits on our kids. I'm sure somebody told you, don't let Erin go to Arizona State. She needs to be right there with you and Michelle. Don't let her go to another state to go to college. And here, this girl got her master's degree. You know what I mean? And I remember they told me, Daniel's never going to talk. He's never going to be able to learn anything. You need to start teaching him sign language now, because he's never going to be able to speak. He's 4.5 years old. If he hasn't talked by now, he's never going to talk. He probably won't learn anything. Get you a special needs trust in case something happens, because he's never going to be able to get a job or work or anything like that. And I just, you know, and that was coming from several different sources, whether it was a social worker or a teacher or a therapist. And here this boy impressing the piano instructor at the historic Walker West Music Academy, where they're so blown away, they going out to get other people to come back and watch him do what he do, because they like, they ain't gonna believe me if I tell them that he did this. Hold on, I'm gonna go get some people. So would he mind if some other people came in the room, because they all want to see it?
Yeah, my sense, and you know this, and I've lived this as well as a parent. Your first tendency is to protect your child that has special needs or challenges. And then it's like, no, she's set and thinks she can do this. And who am I to stand in the way when she went off to college in Arizona? My first instinct was, there's no way this can work. And then it was like, well, let's give it a try. And let's see if it can work. And you know, you bring, you know, a keyboard and present it, and all of a sudden it's paid dividends. That's awesome.
Awesome. Okay, now we're gonna take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about the gymnastics trials, because you went there with your daughter, and this NBA draft. Am I wrong, or did we draft somebody who got potential a felony pending over their heads? What in the world are we doing? We're going to talk to Steve and get the lowdown on that when we come back. It is 2:51. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. But coming up next, my friend Steve Thompson has his show. He is joining me now. And before you can preview your show, Steve, you got to tell me what the hell is going on with this NBA draft. I was watching Stephen A. Smith and his Easter suit and the two guys he had on either side of him, and it was the Timberwolves' turn, and they start talking about the player we drafted, and they start talking about some possible felonies.
Yeah, it's Terrence Shannon Jr. Played at Illinois, and he was accused of serious crimes and found not guilty of rape and aggravated assault. And this goes back to something that happened in Kansas in September. And Tim Connelly, when putting together his teams with the Denver Nuggets and now with the Minnesota Timberwolves, you know, his distressed character guys and, you know, making sure that, you know, he's bringing in good people, whether they're players or coaches or staff or so on and so forth. And Connelly, you know, was quoted in a number of places saying, hey, he went through the process. He was found not guilty. Very serious charges, but it went to trial, and he was found not guilty. He was acquitted of those crimes. So the Timberwolves are going to roll forward. And let's face it, I think in most cases, in these pro sports, with NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, WNBA, you name it, big-time pro sports, millions of dollars, they're doing their due diligence, and they're examining all the facts and all the information, and they do a ton of interviews, et cetera. So from afar, you know, for me to judge that it was a bad pick or a bad idea, I guess I can't really say it because, you know, there's so much on the line for the Timberwolves. And then beyond that, the NBA, that, mm-hmm. you know, if there were any concerns about this guy, I think teams would have steered clear.
All right. I was concerned. I was like, okay, I got to talk to Steve about this.
Yeah, it certainly, when you read about the charges, it's like, oh. But the fact that it went to trial and this young man was confident that when all the facts were presented that he would be found not guilty, and he indeed was, and Tim Connelly and the Timberwolves. And I think the NBA has a security department and vet situations
yeah.
like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't think there's any doubt that the NBA and the Timberwolves looked at this very closely.
All right. Now, speaking of watching closely, you've been watching these gymnastics trials right up close and personal. Give me the scoop. You went down there with your daughter.
Yeah, it was Erin's idea about a year ago. She said, we got to get tickets. And then, because she does have a full-time job now, said, well, I'll buy my ticket if you buy the other one. So my wife and I have kind of split up the days. I went Thursday and Friday, and then she's down there today, and then it'll be down there with Erin for the women's finals tomorrow night. She kind of got the luck of the draw on that. It was spectacular. It is a great show. Target Center has some issues. It's an old building. I don't know if you want to get into that. And the elevators and access to the for disabled folks leaves a lot to be desired. But mm-hmm. but they put on a great show. The men on Thursday. And then the women last night. And I told Erin this. I said, there's very few times in my life as a sports fan that you get to be in the building and see the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And we are going to get to see Simone Biles in person on Friday night. And she'll be back there again Sunday night to see Simone Biles. I saw Michael Jordan play the Timberwolves at Target Center once upon a time. I had a chance to see Wayne Gretzky play the North Stars at the old Met Center. I had a chance to see Tiger Woods play in a PGA at Hazeltine. It's very rare that you get to see the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time in any given sport, or for that matter, in any profession, up close, impersonal, live. Mm-hmm. And that's a rare opportunity. And there is no doubt she's the greatest of all time. When it comes to gymnastics,
whoo, baby! I tell you,
she
some
put
of
on
stuff.
A show.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
she
Steve,
put on a show last night.
I don't know how they got people out of their chairs. I wouldn't have been able to move just watching the moves on TV. I was sitting there with my mouth open. I was like, "How do you prepare for that in the gym? What are you possibly doing in the gym that allows you to do that? What is her workout routine? That's what I want to know."
Well, it is. It's otherworldly talent. It's once in a lifetime. It's once in a generation talent. And then beyond that, incredible hard work and dedication. And she struggled on the beam. There's no doubt about it. Good routine on the bars, then went to the beam, struggled, and then got mad. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you watched, she was not happy.
She was very
unhappy. And then knocked it out of the park on the floor and on the vault and just blew the roof off the building.
Oh, my God.
Got a long-standing ovation after the vault. It was fantastic. And to see the greatest of all time like that, I'll never forget it.
And it's, so many other people have your sentiments. My friend Charlotte is there with her daughter Kylie. Yep. They're on Facebook chiming in saying that they are so excited that they didn't miss it. You going to make me throw these kids in the car and get down there, Steve. I might have to go check it out.
Yeah, it's incredible. Great show. Tip of the cap to the men and all the women and the greatest of all time.
All right, well, the greatest of all time, my favorite work husband of all time, Steve Thompson, is coming up next with his show. You all have an amazing rest of the weekend. We'll see you next week. It is 12:07, and you're in the final hour of the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I cannot wait until 2:30 because I heard my friend Steve Thompson, who comes up at 3 o'clock with his show, was at the gymnastics trials with his daughter. And so he is going to give me the 411, the play-by-play, all the ins and outs and the happenings of what is going on over there. And I cannot wait to talk to him. I tell you, some of my friends, I'm so jelly. I'm so peanut butter and jelly because they got pictures of Simone Biles. They got pictures of Suni. They got photos of them. They got videos. I'm telling you, if I see Dr. Nika Sederstrom, I'm taking her phone. I'm going to text all the pictures to me. And then I'm going to take her face out and put my face in so that people could think it's me in the pictures. And then I could post them on my social media timeline because she has just like the best pictures, the best vantage point from the gymnastics trials. Everybody in town is so excited about it. And I can't wait to talk to Steve about the event. Now, my friend Katie, she and I have been knowing each other for probably about 15 years. We used to work at KSTP together, and I was hosting a show, and she was one of the floor managers and camera operators, and you know, we raised our kids together. She comes to my events with me. She was most recently with me at the Mall of America, and while we were there, you know, for Andrew's book signing, you know, she and I were just kind of talking about, you know, things in life and everything that's going on. And one of the things that she was excited about living in Chanhassen is that she's getting more internet options. Right. She was telling me that Comcast is expanding to Chanhassen. I was like, oh, well, honey, hold on. I got to get the scoop on that because you ain't the only one living in Chanhassen. What is going on with Comcast in Chanhassen? So I said, let me invite Carly Barraga-Werner. She is over at Comcast and is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Good afternoon, Shaletta. How are you?
Girl, I am doing good. My friend Katie wants to know what is going on. What's the scoop? What's the dilly, y'all?
Oh, man, we're so excited to be expanding our network into new cities, into the Twin Cities metro area, and excited to hear that your friends are excited about it, too. Listen, 2024 is an exciting year for us for many reasons, and I hope we get to talk about the Olympics a little bit as well. But first and foremost, it's our year of broadband growth and expansion, Shaletta. And as you said, we have just announced our expansion into Chanhassen, Minnesota. We're going to be covering more than 10,500 homes and businesses by the end of 2025, so by the end of next year. And what that means, and what that adds to what we're doing with our network expansion is building off the announcement that we made last year in 2023, where we expanded into Wayzata.
And yeah, cover more than,
yeah, you remember that. So headline here, we're growing. And we have this expansion into Chanhassen now adds to our more than $525 million investment in the last 3 years into our technology and infrastructure here in Minnesota. And I think we both know how important that is to the future of the Twin Cities economy, right?
Yeah, because I know a lot of small business owners in Chanhassen, and that's part of the problem. You know, it is the availability of, you know, the same services that they have at their house, because the house is in one city and the business is in another city, and they don't have sometimes the reliability, the access, the infrastructure. And so you talk to them and they're like, you know what, I'm just going to take this Zoom at the house because I got better Wi-Fi, I got better internet here versus what I had available for me in Chanhassen.
That's right. And just bringing in more options and more network investment, it just ensures that, you know, kind of everyone can have a plan that fits their needs. Like you said, Shaletta, if you own a business in Chanhassen, we now have an entire suite of Comcast business and products, including our, you know, mobile product, and then our gigabit internet speed for our residential service. So it's really exciting. And we're doing the expansion not only into these cities and towns in the Twin Cities metro area that we're talking about here, but also into the more kind of rural and less dense areas of Minnesota. And we've announced, you know, in total, expansion into 7 cities. And some of those include our partnership and work that we're doing with the Minnesota Office of Broadband.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaletta, we know that post-pandemic, we always knew pre-pandemic, right, that it was important to have a reliable internet service into your house. Post-pandemic, I think the entire ecosystem of Minnesota, including government and industry and community partners, said, we got to fix this if there's areas that don't have internet. And so we've happily and excitedly worked with this fantastic Minnesota Office of Broadband to expand our network into those areas as well. And we are starting and almost going to complete in a couple of years our build into Now Then. That's in Anoka County, and then throughout parts of Rogers and Corcoran and Grant and Hugo and Stillwater Township, and just areas that had pockets of unserved areas. So we're going to be completing that in the next couple of years as well.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. And it is so needed. You know, we saw during the pandemic families sitting outside of the Burger King or a Starbucks on the ground because they were opening the drive through, but the, you know, the inside of the facilities were not open, who did not have internet access. And it was, you know, it was just sad. And, you know, kids were getting counted absent in school because they did not quote unquote show up. Yeah, you gave them a device, but you didn't send them home with no internet. So what's the device gonna do for them? No, they can't show up for class. You know, we have this absentee problem, and we're seeing more and more of our Black students not showing up for online learning during COVID. They can't because they ain't got no internet. For some families, you know, that extra $35, $45, $55 is a game changer. They got to spend that on food. They can't spend that on internet because at the time, it seemed like a luxury until we needed it, right?
That's right. That's right. And it is, like I said, it takes the entire ecosystem to solve these problems. And it's such, we're living in such an exciting time that we all are working together to get this done. And so this might be a good segue into where I saw you last. At our ribbon
wait,
cutting,
girl.
At the Central
wait.
Highlight.
Wait.
No,
yes.
No,
okay. Wait. We got to take a break because I want to talk about that because that was the dopest thing I've ever seen. I grew up in the projects and I know what it's like not having stuff. And for y'all to go into low income and subsidized housing and make it internet ready for families who are there, it's just amazing. So hold that, because we also got to talk about the Olympics and the role that Comcast Xfinity is playing in that. When we come back, we're going to talk more with my girl Carly. It is 2:19. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Al Shock is in the newsroom with news and weather at the top of the hour. And Josh Wheeler is at the historic WCCO radio studio in downtown Minneapolis, where all the action is, including the gymnastics trials for the U.S. Olympics. And Comcast is playing a major part in that, Carly.
Yes, we are, Shaletta. We are the primary home of the Olympics game, NBC and Peacock, for 2024. And
oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
I know, on my list of excitement, 1 to 10, I'm a 10 on the Olympics this year. And I don't know if you realize this, but this is, since 2018, this is the first time the Olympics are returning to their true glory with the fans. The stands full of fans, the city full of fans. And, like, could it be done in any better city than Paris, right? So we're going to have all the drama of the Olympics in the backdrop of this historic, beautiful venues, like the open ceremonies down on the Seine River, and we've got volleyball at the Eiffel Tower, and we've got equestrian at the Palace Versailles. I mean, how cool is that?
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. And, you know, I didn't even think about the fact that, you know, this is the first time where we got really, like, old school. We were going back to the way things used to be with everybody there celebrating and enjoying the Olympics together. And, you know, it starts right here in the Twin Cities with these gymnastics trials. Now, have you been there yet? Have you checked it out?
No, and I heard you talking about it, and I'm as jealous as you are. I mean, I saw it on social media today, and, like, how does Simone Biles, how does Suni Lee, how do they do these?
Girl.
Amazement, right? What?
How do you practice for that? I mean, what are you doing in the gym that allows you to do that?
They're superhumans, right? But, okay, so this is what's so cool. And I'm glad you're as excited about the Olympics as I am, so. If you are a Comcast customer and you have Xfinity in your home, we are covering all of it. I mean, unparalleled. And this is what you get to do. You get to, with your voice remote, right, ask it to watch any match, any sport, any athlete you want. So you could say, you know, sit down and say, show me Simone Biles, and it'll show, you know, show her latest match. Or this is probably something you're excited about like I am. Break dancing.
Girl, that's my, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I can't either. So, and another thing I love about the Olympics is, like, I can get my kids to sit down and watch with me, right? The drama of competition and cheering for USA together. We'll get them to sit on that couch with me. And now that they're teenagers, I'll take it. But I can't wait to just sit there, get my remote and say, you know, show break dancing and have it come on. And we will be in. It'll be instant.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is going to be so fun. And, you know, so oftentimes we don't get to see some of those sports that we really enjoy because it's not being broadcast in prime time. And now with this new offering, we can see each and everything that we enjoy. And we don't have to miss any of the action.
That's right. You don't have to plan on when it's live. You don't have to be in front of the TV at the right time. You just ask your remote what you want to see. Say, I want to see the volleyball. The Eiffel Tower, and it'll take you there. And then on top of the Xfinity residential service, for the first time, Peacock, our streaming service, will be the streaming home of the Olympics, and it's going to have, like, the most comprehensive kind of destination. It's going to be more of a destination for the Olympics game in media history. We're going to have industry-first interactive features, and I can't explain it. You're just going to have to go on and play with it yourself to see what that looks and feels like.
Yeah.
So you can navigate on Peacock over 5,000 hours of live coverage. I don't even know what that means. That's so many hours. But all 329 medal events. So what you're saying is, it's like just what you said, like you don't even know what you don't know about the Olympics, right? That there are 329. Yep.
Yes. Girl, I love it. I love it. Okay, now, we saw each other in person, not like on the Zoom, not like on the phone. We were able to see, like, whole shoulders and torso and legs and feet. It's so nice when you get to see whole people and they're not just in a box.
Yeah.
And so it was so good to see you and hug you a couple of weeks ago because Comcast was part of just this amazing event that was near and dear to my heart, so I wanted to be there for it. But you made sure that 2,500 low-income housing units just in the city of St. Paul alone were able to be internet ready.
Yep. This is so exciting. Shaletta, it was so fun to see you there. And I'm glad you were there so you could really capture the excitement that the St. Paul Public Housing Authority agency had about it, the residents had about it. And this is what happened, Shaletta. And I think you know this about Comcast and what's in our DNA. You know, we don't just bring our network to cities like we had talked about at the top of this segment. You know, once we get to a city, we really work with all of the partners in that city to say, are there pockets, are there areas of people or geographies that aren't on the internet? And what are the barriers to getting that connection into everyone's home? Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned affordability. And of course, you know about our $9.99 InterEssentials and our InterEssentials Plus product that we've always had, you know, for decades. But
right. It's
more than just, you know, it's more than just price. And that's something we're starting to really dig into. And with the public housing agency, you know, what we realized is that residents need a network that's readily available, like that mm-hmm. hotel service right on their phone, right where you don't need to schedule a technician, where you don't need to wait for a modem, where you don't need to go to a store to get your equipment. Once you move in, Shaletta, you just on your phone can order that internet service to your unit instantly. Mm-hmm. And so removing all those obstacles that might have been in the way for these residents to order their internet. And we, you know, I don't need to tell you how important it is to have access to the internet and how, you know, any kind of digital divide, you know, continues to perpetuate inequality. And we need everybody to participate in this modern economy. So this mm-hmm. was really the first. This is the first collaboration that Comcast has made with a Minnesota-based public housing agency to provide this kind of state-of-the-art pre-installed service, instant Wi-Fi connection. And as you mentioned, we're going to do all 16 of the public housing agency's buildings mm-hmm. by the end of 2024, Shaletta.
Wow. So and that's fun. Baby, that is something, because it is June. Y'all got a lot of work to do. I'm praying, thoughts and prayers for the installers, because they got some work to do. But you know, the one thing that I was glad to be there for, and I know some people in some of these units, you know, just kind of working in community, helping families, you know, being out there to provide, you know, whatever resources and services I can, whether these people need food or services for their special needs children and grandchildren, or whatever it is, clothing, whatever. They were so excited and so grateful and so happy and that Comcast thought enough of them, because usually, you know, when you start thinking about companies, they're upgrading their own customers, right? They're doing their own thing for people who already get their services. But, you know, you thought of these folks who may or may not be customers already. You know, who don't have a way to scratch your back because you're scratching theirs. And they felt the love, they felt appreciated, and they felt the genuine care and concern that you all have, you know, just for their family's well-being and being able to access Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you got to see that. Yeah, we believe in investing in our community. Absolutely.
Yeah. And people felt that. I felt it. And I hope that it comes through on the radio today. Carly Berger Werner from Comcast. Girlfriend, I just can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your Saturday to spend a little time with me and our listeners to talk about what, you know, the impact that you're making in the community and these Olympic trials. Okay, so I got to get off the phone with you, girl. I can't talk to you. Ain't neither one of us been down there to see what's going on. I got to get Steve Thompson on the phone because he and his daughter were down there yesterday, so he's going to give me the 411.
I'm jealous. Well, get down there. You're going to see all sorts of Xfinity experiential things we've set up. And, yeah, have fun. Get down there. And it's always a pleasure, Shaletta. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk soon. Steve Thompson is up next. Okay, I had to check on my friend Steve because, Steve, you live out on the lake and stuff. You, like, right by the water. Are you flooded at all? What's going on at your house?
No, we live along the river up in northern Hennepin County. And the thing is that this part of the river is controlled by the Coon Rapids Dam. Mm-hmm. So the water will come up or it'll go down when it's dry, but it's relatively steady in this part of the world. I mean, there's no doubt it's up, but it's not flooded or anything. And when we bought this old house years ago along the water, I wanted to make sure I was on the high ground. You know, it's not too close to the water. I mean, it's up above the water. That's for sure. So
we're all right.
But yeah, the river here is up, but not flooding. No.
Okay. And I also the two things I want to check on you about. I want to make sure you weren't flooding because I know you live off the river.
Yes.
And I need to make sure you're not leaving because some of the people in this town that I love so much in broadcasting, this week has been a departure week. Gloria and Julia did their last show over at My Talk. Yeah. They had a big send off and the room was packed and full and everybody was crying and peeing all over themselves and snotting because we didn't want them to leave. And then Randy Shaver over at Carol Evans signed off.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I've kind of decided I'm going to stick around until they ask me to leave. you know, I'm going to hang in there as long as I can. You know, the funny thing is that, and I've told this story a few times on the air, filling in for Henry or on the weekend, but when I was a little boy, growing up on Maryland Avenue in St. Paul, right there by Como Park,
mm-hmm.
I knew even at that time that I didn't have the talent to make it to the major leagues and play for the Twins. And I knew I didn't have the talent at some point to play for the Minnesota Vikings someday. And I knew I wasn't a good enough hockey player to play for the Norton Stars back at that time. And we didn't mm-hmm. have NBA when I was a little kid.
Okay.
The Rangers were long gone.
Yeah.
But the one thing I did dream of is working at this radio station when I was a little boy. I always wanted to be a radio announcer. So it's kind of like every time, you know, realizing your dream, and I don't want that dream to end, so I'm going to hang in there as long as I can.
Okay. All right. I'm getting scared. I was like, all my favorite people are leaving. I need to check on Steve. The rest of these rascals can go if they want, but I need to make sure my work husband is staying put. Okay. All right. I had
yeah,
to check
well,
on that.
Well, like I say, you never know in this business, but I want to hang around a while if I can.
All right. Okay. And, I always have to tell you when my kids are doing fabulous stuff because you like one of my biggest cheerleaders. So we had a little keyboard down in the basement. And, you know, back in the day to just kind of relieve stress, I guess Sean signed up for some piano lessons and he was doing it virtually online just to, you know, have an hour to get away from the family during COVID. You know, everybody was doing what they had to do to try to keep their sanity.
Sure.
I started drinking and eating, so I was good. But he doesn't drink like that or eat like that, so he started playing the piano. And then, you know, life picked up again, and so he hadn't been taking lessons. And so I said, well, you know, when you get a chance, bring the piano up and put it in the kids' area because they'll enjoy that. It's just sitting down in the basement collecting dust. And so we noticed that Daniel, you know, the youngest boy, you know, he's the one who learned how to talk through music and everything we want to teach him. It's always, you know, in song. But for whatever reason, look us, we ain't never gave him no instruments. Now, he up here singing, but we never gave him an instrument. So he put the piano in his little area where he goes to play. He takes the computer in there and he's playing theme songs like Sesame Street and Bluey and Mickey Mouse and, you know, the Captain Underpants, just any little cartoon theme songs. And Steve, he plays them one time, hits the pause button on YouTube, and he in there playing it on the piano.
Wow, that is cool.
Steve.
That's amazing.
I was like, okay, I I know that I can't help him because I don't know nothing about playing no piano.
Right.
So I took him over to Walker West Academy in St. Paul, the historic African-American owned music school. You know, people like Stokely learn there, the, you know, lead singer of the group Mint Condition. And so I was like, well, you know, if it's good enough for Stokely, Daniel will be okay.
Absolutely.
And so we took him over there. Today was his first kind of trial lesson, you know, because he has, you know, autism and it is, you know, severe at times. And so they wanted to just make sure that he could learn from them and that he was teachable before they took my money. They said, look, we don't want to take your money. You know, we want to spend, you know, 30 minutes or so with him and just to see what he knows and if we can, you know, just kind of help him. And so we went over that this morning, Steve, and that teacher got his phone out and he said what has he been doing? I said, he's been just, you know, hearing theme songs from cartoon shows and he's been playing them. So he pulls out a theme song that Daniel's never heard, and then he hit the pause button on his phone. This boy hums the song back to the man and then goes on the piano, and with his two fingers he just plucking away at the keys, and he had the theme song done. And probably,
wow.
Steve, we were there for 30 minutes. We talked to the teacher for the first five. The second two or three minutes, you know, he and Daniel chatted. But the rest of the time, he played five or six theme songs that Daniel had not heard before. And each one, Daniel took his time and was able to, like, just tap with his two fingers, you know, on the keys. And play the theme song back to the man.
That is incredible. So he's able to play by ear.
He's able to play by ear. And he did a little hum like, hum, 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 hum. And then he just went and found the keys and he just picked it out. And I took some video, not of Daniel, of the man's face. Because the man was blown away. He said to me when the session was done, he said, I've never seen anything like this. This boy has never had a piano class in his life. He has never had any kind of special training at school. He does not have a piano. He's only, and I just noticed that he's we only brought that thing up last week, Steve. He's only had it a week.
That is fantastic. You never know what people are going to connect with, or That is a tremendous story. Well, you've got to be excited about all of this.
I am. You know, I'm going to have to invite y'all to the first recital. But, you know, it's just a reminder to parents who have kids with special needs like we do. You know, people try to put limits on our kids. I'm sure somebody told you, don't let Erin go to Arizona State. She needs to be right there with you and Michelle. Don't let her go to another state to go to college. And here, this girl got her master's degree. You know what I mean? And I remember they told me, Daniel's never going to talk. He's never going to be able to learn anything. You need to start teaching him sign language now because he's never going to be able to speak. He's 4.5 years old. If he hasn't talked by now, he's never going to talk. He probably won't learn anything. Get you a special needs trust in case something happens, because he's never going to be able to get a job or work or anything like that. And I just, you know, and that was coming from several different sources, whether it was a social worker or a teacher or a therapist. And here this boy impressing the piano instructor at the historic Walker West Music Academy, where they're so blown away, they going out to get other people to come back and watch him do what he do, because they like, they ain't going to believe me if I tell them that he did this. Hold on, I'm going to go get some people. So would he mind if some other people came in the room, because they all want to see it?
Yeah, my sense, and you know this, and I've lived this as well as a parent, your first tendency is to protect your child that has special needs or challenges. And then it's like, no, she's set and thinks she can do this. And who am I to stand in the way when she went off to college in Arizona? My first instinct was, there's no way this can work. And then it was like, well, let's give it a try. And let's see if it can work. And you know, you bring, you know, a keyboard and present it, and all of a sudden it's paid dividends. That's awesome.
Okay, now we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about the gymnastics trials, because you went there with your daughter in this NBA draft. Am I wrong, or did we draft somebody who got potential a felony pending over their heads? Is there, what in the world are we doing? We're going to talk to Steve and get the lowdown on that when we come back. It is 2:51. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show, but coming up next, my friend Steve Thompson has his show. He is joining me now. And before you can preview your show, Steve, you got to tell me what the hell is going on with this NBA draft. I was watching Stephen A. Smith and his Easter suit and the two guys he had on either side of him. And it was the Timberwolves' turn, and they start talking about the player we drafted, and they start talking about some possible felonies.
Yeah, Terrence Shannon Jr. Played at Illinois, and he was accused of serious crimes and found not guilty of rape and aggravated assault. And this goes back to something that happened in Kansas in September. And Tim Connelly, when putting together his teams with the Denver Nuggets and now with the Minnesota Timberwolves, you know, his a stressed character guys and, you know, making sure that, you know, he's bringing in good people, whether they're players or coaches or staff or so on and so forth. And Connelly, you know, was quoted in a number of places saying, hey, he went through the process. He was found not guilty. Very serious charges, but it went to trial, and he was found not guilty. He was acquitted of those crimes. So the Timberwolves are going to roll forward. And let's face it, I think in most cases in these pro sports, with NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, WNBA, you name it, big-time pro sports, millions of dollars, they're doing their due diligence, and they're examining all the facts and all the information, and they do a ton of interviews, et cetera. So from afar, you know, for me to judge that it was a bad pick or a bad idea, I guess I can't really say it because, you know, there's so much on the line for the Timberwolves, and then beyond that, the NBA, that, you know, if there were any concerns about this guy, I think teams would have steered clear.
All right. I was concerned. I was like, okay, I got to talk to Steve about this.
Yeah, it certainly, when you read about the charges, it's so, oh. But the fact that it went to trial and this young man was confident that when all the facts were presented, that he would be found not guilty, and he indeed was, and Tim Connelly and the Timberwolves. And I think the NBA has a security department and vet situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't think there's any doubt that the NBA and the Timberwolves looked at this very closely.
All right. Now, speaking of watching closely, you've been watching these gymnastics trials right up close and personal. Give me the scoop. You went down there with your daughter.
Yeah, it was Erin's idea about a year ago. She said, we got to get tickets. And then, because she does have a full-time job now, said, well, I'll buy my ticket if you buy the other one. So my wife and I have kind of split up the days. I went Thursday and Friday, and then she's down there today, and then it'll be down there with Erin for the women's finals tomorrow night. She kind of got the luck of the draw on that. It was spectacular. It is a great show. Target Center has some issues. It's an old building. I don't know if you want to get into that and the elevators and access to the for disabled folks leaves a lot to be desired. But but they put on a great show. The men on Thursday. And then the women last night. And I told Erin this. I said, there's very few times in my life as a sports fan that you get to be in the building and see the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And we are going to get to see Simone Biles in person on Friday night. And she'll be back there again Sunday night to see Simone Biles. I saw Michael Jordan play the Timberwolves at Target Center once upon a time. I had a chance to see Wayne Gretzky play the North Stars at the old Met Center. I had a chance to see Tiger Woods play in a PGA at Hazeltine. it's very rare that you get to see the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time in any given sport, or for that matter, in any profession, up close, impersonal, live. Mm-hmm. And that's a rare opportunity. And there is no doubt she's the greatest of all time when it comes to gymnastics.
Whoo, baby, I tell you,
she
some
put
of that
on
stuff.
A show.
Oh, my gosh.
She put on a show last night.
I don't know how they got people out of their chairs. I wouldn't have been able to move. Just watching the moves on TV, I was sitting there with my mouth open. I was like, how do you prepare for that in the gym? What are you possibly doing in the gym that allows you to do that? What is her workout routine? That's what I want to know.
Well, it is. It's otherworldly talent. It's once in a lifetime. It's once in a generation talent. And then beyond that, incredible hard work and dedication. And she struggled on the beam. There's no doubt about it. Good routine on the bars, then went to the beam, struggled, and then got mad. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you watched, she was not happy.
She was very
and then knocked it out of the park on the floor and on the vault and just blew the roof off the building.
Oh, my God.
Got a long-standing ovation after the ball. It was fantastic. And to see the greatest of all time like that, I'll never forget it.
And so many other people have your sentiments. My friend Charlotte is there with her daughter Kylie. Yeah. They're on Facebook chiming in saying that they are so excited that they didn't miss it. You gonna make me throw these kids in the car and get down there, Steve. I might have to go check it out.
Yeah, it's incredible. Great show. Tip of the cap to the men and all the women and the greatest of all time.
All right. Well, the greatest of all time, my favorite work husband of all time, Steve Thompson, is coming up next with his show. You all have an amazing rest of the weekend. We'll see you next week.